Now, the RNLI have been saving lives around the Northern Ireland coast for years. Supporting the Coast Guard, they have 9 stations in addition to the 10 lifeguard units on beaches in the areas of Newry and Mourne and the Causeway Coast. What do they actually do and how do they practice their life-saving manoeuvres? Well, there is a brilliant video online on the Nolan and Radio Ulster Facebook pages that will give you quite the idea. Our Vinnie has been out to sea with the Donaghadee RNLI talking to the crew and coxswain Philip McNamara, where he took part in a man overboard exercise, and he assures me that water was very cold.
Just at the minute we've about 16 volunteers all fully signed up. We're all carry pagers, so we're basically on call 24 hours 365 days a year type of thing, you know.
What kind of things do you get called out for?
Anything you can think of. It happens at sea. You get big boats, you have maybe have to do a medevac, which is taking a sick person off a merchant vessel. Maybe you have to go to a fishing vessel. We're out to a fishing vessel there about 2 or 3 weeks ago there. She was taking on water, so we're asked to go down and just make sure everything's all right. Turned out okay. Go to yachts. You get even called out to dogs. There's a lot of people with
dogs.
Yeah, right. People lose the dog, runs away, and dog jumps into the sea. Sometimes it's better to send a lifeboat to get the dog out to save the person, save the owner, jumping in after.
There's a lot of expensive kit that you've got out there. Tell me a bit about the boat before we get onto it. Not that I'm nervous or anything.
Oh, no, nor you should be. It's a fine boat.
I'm a bit anxious, but it'll be grand.
Nothing like this, anyway. Trent class lifeboat, 14 metres long, 1500 horsepower, all the modern. Technology, GPS, radar, radios, what have you.
Expensive?
Expensive, 1.4 million at time of build.
And I'm going to be doing the man overboard drill today. What does that involve?
Just basically chuck you over the side of the boat and leave you there.
No, seriously, no. You've got to be worried.
Well, it is, yeah. That's just basically going to go. I'm going to ask you to step off the side of the boat. We'll drift away. We'll go away from you and you're on your own for a few minutes just to see what it's like.
Right, I'm ready.
All right.
In we go, into the cabin, down to the bottom,
yeah.
Down to go. What's this part of the boat called?
The survivor's cabin.
Okay, so if I was in big trouble, I might be brought down here if you rescued me.
Yeah.
You've got my dry suit there.
That's it, there, yes.
Your shoes off too, these Vinbilt boots.
So this is like a large yellow onesie. It fits perfectly. Is that me then?
Is that okay on you?
And up we go, back out of the bowels of the boat, into the main cabin. Already we've picked up quite a speed as we make our way out of the harbour. The shore, very quickly shrinking in the distance.
Basically what we're going to do, we're going to open the side gate and we'll just ask you to step out into the sea.
Okay, I feel like I'm ready, coxswain.
Yeah, okay.
So we've stopped the boat, I'm all kitted up, I've my helmet on, visor down. My heart has started to beat a bit faster. And the guys have opened the gate, so now just to step off. Oh, okay. Yes. So, here we go.
Stay away from the jellyfish.
Okay.
What jellyfish?
It's cold. I can feel the... Feel the life jacket. Inflate, my visor is steamed up. It is cold. Right, Flossy said to stay away from the jellyfish, which now I can't see the boat. It's so cold. I've moved off. It's now a couple of hundred meters away. Turning around. Dark, dark blue and green water. And the boat is speeding off to the right. In the distance, the boat is coming back. And they have a white pole to try and catch me. Just beside the large hull of the boat now. This thing is huge from this angle. Big navy hull. I've got the wind pole. They also have a winch and a hook. I've got your arm.
Clip
it on where?
Right there.
Clipping it onto the life jacket. Help the winch and me.
That was cold.
Time to get out of this rubber suit.
This is like the big reveal when I'm taking off the dry suit to see if I'm still dry underneath. And I am.
For a novice, you did very well, yes.
Because when I went to step off, I started to think about it and then I started to change my mind. So I thought, it's now or never, just get off the boat.
Yeah. Well, I would say, just to give you, we did take the boat away from you and we brought it back. And I hope you did get that appreciation, just how lonely the sea can be. And even though there is a lifeboat within yards of you, it's still a very different place.
Yeah. It's a dangerous place.
It is a dangerous place, yes. It's also a place where you can have lots and lots of fun, and everybody should take care when they go to sea. Yeah. Respect the water. There's lots of good information going from us. I think we've just a campaign at the minute, Respect the Water. You know, just with people going, a lot of people, they come down to the seaside and don't expect to get into the sea or fall into the sea, but people do, people have drowned. We're making people aware of that.
Excuse me, that was Vinny there. Out and about with Donaghadee Orna Lai, and if you actually want to see him in action, the video of his adventure with him is on the Nolan and Radio Ulster Facebook page. Well worth a watch.